They're important, and
that topic is as follows. There is a walk of the Gemara has in Sanhedrin. Meek immediately throw Shari Lebeakum Asr. What does that mean? Is there ever a category for Jews is permissible and for Ben Noach is Asr? There is no such category. Meaning that say the Gemara makes a statement in Sanhedrin after the Bobo Manawa, please get it, that it's impossible to say that there's something mutter for a Jew and Asr for a Goy. You understand what I'm saying by that? Meek, there's no such category.
So places
in Sanhedrin, Esther, Kasha, a Goy is not allowed to observe Shabbos, a Jew is obligated. A Goy is not allowed to learn Torah, and a Jew is. What's the answer? The answer is those are mitzvahs. Please get it, those are mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are different than Yisurim. Gemara is honing in and zeroing in on Yisurim, that there's no such issue.
So,
right, but it means it's a mitzvah. You perform as an essay and as a law, but it's not an issue. So this is the place of Skiddush. So like the Mishnah writes, according to the Rambam, the Rambam holds Kum Fakir. Since Yid, it's not enough that it's mutter, even if it's a mitzvah, we would not aser a goy with Chayiv Misa. The Rambam says, the Chayiv Misa of a goy, and who observes Shabbos, learns Torah, is only the Rabbanan. So therefore, the whole kasha doesn't start. Because the Gemara was talking on a deraisa level. This is only usher on a Rabbana level for Goyim. Chiv Misa of a Goy is only the Rabbana. It's hard to, it's strange because you think that, good morning, or you think that Rabbanans only speak to Yidim. It's not true here. You see that the Rabbanans speak to the Goyim too. So if you hold like that on a deraisa level, really, it's not usher for them. The punishment is only the Rabbanan. So, like the Mishnah says in Perek Yud Alachatas, the Ram is a different answer. What we're discussing, Oren, is that the Gemara has a line in Sanhedrin, you never can find a category that's usher for a Goy and mutter for a Jew. It's not shy to say something's usher for a Goy and mutter for a Jew. So, what are you talking about? Shabbos, we know that Shabbos is high for a Jew and usher for a Goy. Torah, learning Torah, is high for a Jew, usher for a Goy. So that means that's mitzvahs. Like in Surim, you never find. Yes, usher.
What was it that
couldn't hear you.
There was an opinion saying that this statement was only made with Derisa, but not with Dinei Derisa.
That's the Lechem Mishnah, for the Rama.
How does that work for Shabbos? Shabbos is obviously
a good answer. No, the punishment for a Goy to do it is only mid Rabbanan. Of course, the concept is the Yeraisa for a Jew, but for a Goy, the whole institution that goes out of it is mid Rabbanan, which is a bit Yiddish, because as I said, you think the Rabbanan is only speak to Yiddin. You see, that's not true. That the Rabbanan also speak to Goyim too as well. It's a bit Yiddish. But I want to bring up something that's become a very, very politicized topic, and that is abortion. Okay? Abortion, the Gemara says, Beferish, I want you guys to get this. The Gemara says that if a Goy does an abortion, it's Chayiv Misa in Beis Din. Misa's Beis Din. If a Jew does it, Lamais, it's not Chayiv Misa. It's usher for a Jew. The question is what the issur is. What is the issur for abortion for a Jew? There are three possibilities. Either it's usher b'ritzicha, but it's not chiv misa b'ritzicha. The other possibility of abortion is because of issur chabala, you're striking the mother. And what's number three? It's an issur otzah zera levatala, you're wasting the zera. So I want you to get the three possibilities. According to the Rambam, it's an issur b'ritzicha, not chiv misa. Number two, it's an issur chabala, you're striking her. Or number three, it's otzah zera levatala. So the three different possibilities why abortion is also for a Jew. But for a goy to do it, it's chayiv misa. That's why lemaisa, if you go into an abortion clinic, the woman, she's overly naive. Because even though it's a goyish doctor, she's being machshel. Yes? The only time abortion is mutter, based on the Gemara, is if you're a rodeh, if the mother's life's in danger. Once the baby sticks its head out, then you can't make a decision. You can't be doken nefesh, you can be nefesh. only, it's only a rodent when it's in utero. Then that's only, if the mother's life's in danger, that's the only hefty that you have. I know it's hard in this political society, but you can't ignore the Torah. Even in cases of rape or incest, it's still prohibited. Okay? Unless there is a heter, that's where Moshe writes, but there is a heter, other poskim matter, who obviously we have Wallenberg, it sits Eliezer. Sitz Eliezer writes that if the mother's going to go crazy, God forbid, mentally insane, then there might be a heter to the first trimester, and then he writes even up to the second trimester, completion of the second, which is a very big kula. But he argues, Moshe held was Aser, and Sitz Eliezer held was Mutter. You follow me? For a Jew to do. So, Tosis actually asks over there that why is that not a breach in it? Here he's saying abortion is what? Abortion is usher, right? Abortion, you're not Chai Misa for Jews, but Goyim are. So why is that not a break this foul, right? I thought I said anything that's, you're not going to find anything that's Mutter for a Goy, usher for a Jew. What's the answer? It's not that it's Mutter for a Jew, it's usher for a Jew. Just the punishment is heavier for the Goy, you follow me? But it's not a breach of the rule, you know what I mean? You follow what I'm saying? What was the rule? The rule is you never find anything for a Jew who's Mutter for a Goy's Aser. Abortion's Aser for both, you understand what I'm saying? Exactly, correct. That's what Tosa's answer is. But Tosa's after is Akasha. He has Shabbos and Talmud Torah as Akasha, and he also brought in abortion. Okay. So it's interesting that the Shoshana Tzarnakim, who was written by the Prima Gaudim, says there are three conditions. Where there's a reasoning, we don't say meek immediately. What do you mean, where there's a reasoning? This is what he says. Where there's a svara, we don't say meek immediately. Number two, it's only when it's completely mutter l'Yisrael, and it's what? And it's totally what? Usher for a goy. But not a lower level of punishment. Number three, Yisrael lo levachu mutter l'mitzvah. It's a mitzvah also. So you put together the three rules. Now, what is the Rashba talking about when there's a svara? You familiar with this Rashba? So let me tell you the case, which is, I want you to follow this. It's not simple, okay? Have you guys ever heard of Avram Menachai? You know what Avram Menachai is, right? You're not allowed to rip off a live limb and start eating it, right? So a goy is ushering that. We are also ushering it, okay? We are also ushering it. But I want to tell you the following situation, okay? If you have an animal that is shechted, yes, and it squiggles around. You know what squiggling means? With me, Eliezer? It like moves around. Chicken with its head cut off. It's like, that's called pirchus. You ready, Mayor? So it was shechted and it's pirchus. Now, officially, shechit is only recognized by who? Jews or goyim? Jews. So, halakhically, from our perspective, the animal is dead. You follow me? But from the perspective of the goyim, they don't recognize shechita, so it's not dead till it's dead. You follow what I'm saying? So that means if you would rip a limb off the animal while it's squiggling after shechita, you would be over this Avram Menachai if you're a what? If you're a goy. But if you're a Jew, it's already halakhically dead. You follow what I'm saying? Minat Torah. No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. Avram Menachai, according to the goy, is totally with its mom is dead. Now, for us, it's dead once it's shechted. Okay?
It's the same Isser of Avram Menachai. It's just one said that
for Jews, the Avram Menachai has been released at the time of the Shechita. For Goyim, the Avram Menachai has been what? Has not been released till when?
Why does it matter for the Goyim?
But it's one of the Shevet Spinoch. There's an Ochai code. Florida, there's a sect of non-Jews that observe just what? Nochai code. What's that question? So therefore, what do you have from this? You have from a situation where you could actually, the Gemara brings up in Chulam, Lama Gimel, isn't this a breach of meek immediate? Right? You follow me? Because here I have a situation where it's mutter for a yid, yes, and it's usher for a goy. Now, I'll grant you, already follow me? It's also for a Jew to be with us in our science. There's no also when it's scribbling around, it looks bad. So Minar Abundant, it's also. But Minar Taira, it's totally looked. So isn't this a breach of the din? The Gemara brings up this pile. So the Gemara says, no, don't bother me. Bamina Hakat Time of Comer, it's based on the Svara. So the Rashba writes there, Ulan, and that's on the Gimel, came the Time of Comer, if you're basing yourself on Svara, it's not shy of me to me. You understand what I'm saying? If they're all based on reasoning, then you cannot ask the principle of Mika Mika. And that is this problem. The Gemara puts a price against Rabbah Bar Yaakov. It puts a price in the Torah of Akers, the Kaka of Zayas, of Zayas Basim Mitzashita, Shabir Kuta, Hadayim Loyotis Mutra of Basar, Bailey Yisrael Bail Akum. Because even though the Gabigoy is considered Butler, it's an Afshal, but here it's Mutra. So there's a machlaikis in the Gemara between a Gemara and a Bryce. Usually a Bryce slugs up in a Gemara, right? But the Gemara does say, according to Rabaka, the Gemara says, according to Rabaka Marika, that there is such a split. And if it's based on Svara, it's fine. If it's based on Svara, it's fine. Because the Gemara goes through a lot of things there in Sanhedrin. The Gemara goes through a lot of things in Sanhedrin, and let's say them over. What does the Gemara go over a lot of things in Sanhedrin? It says as follows, the Mitzvah. The Gemara goes ahead and says, the Sheva Mitzvah, if you want to know what they are, a lot of people ask me, actually, what the Sheva Mitzvah know about this week, where they found it, they know what they are, and where they found the departure. So the Gemara just rushes for it. Like Lamor is referring to Giri Arayas, the Gemara is the Gemara says, I want you to get this file. Any mitzvah that is said to be Noach and repeated in our Sinai is for who? It's for both Jews and Goyim. Yes? If it was said it to the Ben Noach and not repeated in our Sinai, it's for Jews and not Goyim. See, it's counterintuitive. You got that file? I want you to get this file. Mayor. Any mitzvah given to both before the Torah was given and repeated to the Jews in our Sinai is for who? It's for both. Both Goyim and Jews. If it's only before Har Sinai, both of them know, and it's not repeated, it's only for Jews. I would have thought it's only for Goyim. That's the cloud that's found. So the Gemara says, oh yeah? The Gemara says, it should be what? Is that true? What about Gina Nasha? Gina Nasha, according to Judah, was commanded to who? Bnei Yaakov. And that's what? That's what? And that's also for what? That's also for Jews and not Goyim. So that fits the plow very well, yes? And we said that fit the plow. But the Gemara says, Adarab, it doesn't make any sense. If it wasn't repeated in Har Sinai, shouldn't that be only for Goyim and not Jews, Jonathan? Right? The Bnei Yaakov were Bnei Noach at that time. It was a great kasha. So I want you to get this answer. Lake Medim, Yisrael, Sari, Lakamasa. That's where it comes up, the whole plow. To defend that rule that any mitzvah given to who the Bnei Noach before Har Sinai is only for Jews. Any mitzvah is given for Jews. Repeat Har Sinai is for both Jews and Goyim. Amazing.
Okay.
So Gina Nasha fits in beautifully. Because Gina Nasha, Lamaizu, was given to before the Torah was given, and it wasn't repeated, and it's only for Jews, not for Goyim. Right? What do you do? But it doesn't make any sense. Shouldn't you say it was repeated Har Sinai? It should be for what? Jews? No? No, there can be nothing on what? For us or for Goyim and Muslim for Jews. Yes, us, you know your occasion. Go ahead. I love this plow. Yes?
This plow really doesn't make any sense. If it's totally down there, it's not repeated Har Sinai.
The Gemara has her kasha. The Gemara has the kasha. The Gemara answers the no. The Gemara says this plow saves a day. Not shy. Think about the things that were me was a mitzvah, so that's a problem, not a problem. But what is the only issue they have before Mount Tyre? They get an usher, no? Is there any other issue? Abram and Achai, I guess, no? Yeah, okay, but Ramaisa, in the Pharisee, in the Pasuk, Ramaisa. What did you say? Okay, you're right. But this is the cloud. It substantiates that cloud that any mitzvah given before, it wasn't repeated, it was only for Jews. If it was given before and repeated, it's only for what? It's only, it's for both, correct, exactly. The Gemara says, well, doesn't make any sense, like I myself asked, was the Peter Arsia, shouldn't be for Goyim? The answer is no. They can meet in the Sol Shari Lach Kossi. Cannot be. It cannot be. Let me ask you another question. Yafas Tor. What is Yafas Tor? Yafas Tor is also for Goyim. It's with the Jews. What's the answer? That's because they're not going to eat Kibush Nini. The Jews conquer Israel. The only few people that conquer have had to be Yafas Tor. Goyim don't conquer. Jonathan, with me? What's the next question? What is this? Stealing less than the Shomer Pusa. By Jews, that's not Gezel. By Goyim, that's Gezel. What's the answer? That's because Goyim are not B'nai Mechila Nini. Got the littlest amount of money. Jews are mitzvah and Gezel, just less than that, we're moist. So this is an amazing foul. I want to close with this, guys. I want to close with this, and we got to get started with the Lights and Seder. When we start the Gemara today, we got a lot to do. Okay? And that is that I want to reject and mention this foul. You know, we mentioned before, here and there.
There are a whole bunch of concern in the end of the fall about the problem of Hassan. There's also some advice, and there's also a question about the Bethlehem Ishmael.
Right. That wasn't repeated in RC night?
I'm not sure.
It wasn't. That's why it's the Jews and not the Goyim. Wasn't repeated, correct? Well said. I once heard, as we mentioned a few times, how big of an issue gambling is, remember? And all these things, gambling is also, they make it also ladies. Either because of stealing or because you're not contributing to society. And even if you have a job, the fantasy sports, you shouldn't do all this MGM, all these things that you have, FanDuel, all these things. You can't put the radio on without hearing it a minute or two. It's a terrible thing. You cannot engage in it, be strong about it. The Chef once commented that, you know, fine non-Jews look down upon gambling. And when I was your age, or even younger, they would not allow gambling in certain states, only on the riverboat. It couldn't become on the land. It had to be on the river. Such a bad thing. You know, some churches wouldn't even allow bingo. She said, if we find non-Jews look upon gambling as being bad, how could we mock the gambling? It's a breach of this cloud. Lake immediately, Israel Shari, La'akam also. There's no category for the Jews or Mutters also for Goyim. So therefore, based on Tilla Hashem alone, a person cannot engage in gambling. Yes, Asher.
Do you have any other examples
of something that also becomes OTB shooters? I don't know. I have to think about that. Not OTB shooters alone. I have to think about that. The Rama puts it together with a guy who's like runs around the street without any clothes on. It's postulatus, you know, and then he's like, you know, but that's not really treating society. Yes, it's similar. Well, that's what the Rambam, by the fact the Rambam couples it together, it's kind of like borderline dad. If a guy sits in the casino all day, he's really lost it. Did I ever tell you there was a guy I went, was in Smicha with, that got involved in gambling and everything like that? He got involved in gambling every night. Every night he was gambling, got involved with bookies? The bookie. And he dropped out of Smicha. I've never seen him since. Literally, I have never seen him since. I don't know what happened to him. That's one case. Then I had another case with a friend of mine who actually was a Muslim. I haven't seen him in years. Got involved in gambling. He's been married 3 times, though. That's what it does to a person. It destroys his life, his family life. And another friend of mine who helped him out financially, once told me he got a call from him and he said he needed some money. So my friend, our common friend, said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "He's at the casino." He said, "I can't help you." So we have to be very, very strong about this. Yeah, then you have strong high school boys, very important. Camp, when you're in camp, you have to be strong about it. Someone had a Ashi had a kasha? Someone had a kasha. Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan.
So what does it say about like a shul that does like a raffle or something?
Yeah, I mean for kids I think, you know, I allow it for the father and son learning, you know, and for the kids. But why don't allow, like, doing a Chinese night, you know, Chinese casino night or poker night?
I'm not saying any of that.
I'm saying that. A lot of shows do that. I don't allow it. I don't allow that. Raj Bo writes, even raising Sadaka through gambling is awesome.
We're not buying
all the auctions. Everyone does it. All these yeshivas do Chinese auctions. You know, what are you going to do?
Maybe
I don't think it's a great idea.
With, like,
no, I don't think so. Poker should not be played. It's the gaming theory. It's the whole notion of engaging in gaming. You know, the win and the thrill of victory.
It's
a big issue. So if it has chokhmah, like chess, it's okay. It's based on chokhmah. But these games that are totally, you know, random, whole shot of light, it's okay. I think because there's got to be some skill to them.
It doesn't matter if it's the first in the mission. The mission has two different types. You have the top of the pot, you have the random, and you also have the banging the pot to make your double faster. You have both of those are in the mission.
Right,
way,
but some, the Shultigi Burim says in Arium there's some skill to that. That's what he says. Both of them have some skill. But if both of them are totally random. If there's skill, Lamaisa, that's total luck, he says, initially. If it's skill, maybe it's, someone will say, he's a great poker player, he has a algorithm. Come on, forget about it. Can't do it, you gotta be strong. Play ball, play sports activities, right? But Lamaisa, play a good game. They had once, like, Family Feud, you know, we once had it at dinner. That was nice for the show. There was no gambling. Yeah, go ahead.
Because, especially nowadays, the gambling can really be seen like as an addiction. Could it also be...
That's another issue. Well, it's a surah for the lapta. The Baron Soloveitchik, I read it. That's why drugs is us, sir. What do you say?
Could we say that falls into the same category as, like, taking up smoking
Yes, or becoming an alcoholic. Correct. Well said. Yes, Gabriel. Not that I know of. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm going to photocopy the Merkabah. Let's start, Tav. You guys, I want you to go over that Tysus. Today we're going by to the Gemara. Those who weren't there, you got to do it tonight. I'm going to photocopy.